So what exactly is sound energy? Sound energy is a type of energy that is made by vibrations. Basically, movement produces sound. We all know that. And when an object vibrates, it would cause a movement in the air particulates, right? And these particles would bump into each other until all the energy is expended. This is why sound can only be heard within a specific range, since the energy of the movement of the particulars, right, decreases over distance. If the air happens to be within the range of the sound waves, which is what these movements are called, then one would be able to hear the sound produced by the movement. Now, take that information and let's add to it sound healing. It's an effective and proven modality that uses vibrational sound to help reduce stress, alter consciousness, create a deep sense of peace, well-being, and better health. Sound has also been shown to help with pain relief management. So once again, hello and welcome in to Affirmations for Living. I am your host, Reverend Edvige, and it's my great pleasure to be here with you this week. We're going to be discussing sound healing, sound energy with our special guest, Regina Murphy and Richard Plunkett. He's a dear friend of mine from the Secrets of Sound Therapy, and that's their website, thesecretsofsoundtherapy.com. This is a fascinating subject because as we move into this golden age that we're all hearing about, medicine is changing and no longer do treatments need to be, well, shall I say, so barbaric. And so we're finding that a shift, not only a shift is taking place, you know, at every level, but as far as the healing ability of the body and the new tools that are coming in are shifting as well. So let me give you just a little bit of background on what this energy work is before I bring our guest on. So during our waking state, the normal frequency of our brain wave is that of beta. Sound tools entrain the brain to move into a deeper state, which is known as alpha, and then there's also theta brainwave frequencies. Alpha typically is during the daytime hours, early morning hours, and theta you usually go into right before you go to sleep. These are the frequencies that induce deep meditative and peaceful states, clarity of mind, and intuition. Now, modern medicine can now measure and thus confirm the practice of sound as a means to promote healing. This is just amazing. Because if you understand that we are energy, right? And so it's really working with the energy that's already within us. So this type of energy medicine that creates the sacred space in which people can heal from those stressful disorders, pain, depression, the emotional roller coaster, and more. So a little fundamental principles of sound healing are this. The most important principle of sound healing can be considered resonance, a word with several implications. In the context of the human healing process, resonance can be described as the frequency or vibration that is natural to a specific organ or body system, so such as the heart or the respiratory system. So does that make sense? If we understand that we are energy, then we know that every organ has a specific tone, frequency, vibration, and talking about. Okay, so at a cellular level, all cells emit sound frequencies as a consequence of their metabolic processes. Further, there is an interaction between the cell's own sounds and those imposed by the environment, including sound healing devices. So the resonant principle implies cellular absorption of the healing sounds that are introduced by their harmonics. So let's hope you get this. In sound healing, resonance principles are engaged to reharmonize cells that have been imprinted with disruptive frequencies. So basically, when your body is out of tune, then these tones can bring you back into harmony with self. Okay? So that's how it works. there is lots of research going on into the healing benefits of all sorts of things like ultrasound, including its use in breaking up kidney stones and shrinking tumors. In addition, infrasounds and audible sounds are now also recognized as having immense healing properties. And so today my guests are going to be discussing that, and I'm going to bring them on momentarily. My special guests today are Regina Murphy and my good friend Richard Plunkett. Hello, guys. They are with the Secrets of Sound Therapy. So, Richard, I don't know if you heard what I was saying earlier, but...
Well, I heard bits and pieces of it. Because
okay.
I had some issues trying to call in, so I was trying to listen to what you were saying so I could respond to it and then try to call in at the same time. I did hear a little bit of it.
Okay, well, you know what? We won't even worry about it. Right out the gate, let me ask you, what is sound energy and what is sound therapy? So if you would each give me your take on that, that would be great.
Would you like to start, Regina?
Okay, I'll start. Sound energy is just about every single thing that we hear, negative or positive. Mm-hmm. And it is either a wave or a circular motion that is around us and has a tremendous effect on us if it's too loud or too soft or we're denied it. And sound therapy is using the correct sound, even if that might be silent, using our voices or using any method of getting sound around or into the body. We, of course, specialize in getting sound into the body. Mm-hmm. And that would be my simple answer for that question.
Okay. Richard, can you add anything to that as a technical man that you are?
Well, sound energy is basically just sound waves traveling through the air. And they travel through the air, infinitely until some opposing energy forces it to stop. Like Regina said, what we do is use sound, specifically music, and specific sound frequencies, and get them into the body to heal, to treat imbalances, to treat illness, and that's basically what we do. We use music, we use specific frequencies. I've done a lot of research on a gentleman called Royal Raymond Rife, R-I-F-E, who lived back in the 1920s and 30s and 40s when he was really doing all of his research. And he spent considerable time doing research on how specific frequencies, meaning the Hertz range, would affect certain organs of the body, mm-hmm. Certain tissues of the body, and how it could affect positively or negatively different parts of the body, cells, molecules, the entire makeup of basically what it is that we call a human being. And what I do is I work off of a list that he and numerous other people have compiled. I actually use an A to Z list of human ailments, imbalances, illnesses, diseases, and I reference his list, and I do extensive research when I'm putting programs together to actually treat people for any given ailment or disease. For instance, on the A to Z list, there might be, 23 different forms of or types of cancers. Mm-hmm. And next to each specific type of cancer, there will be a set of frequencies mm-hmm. that are specifically aimed at treating those specific types of cancers. And I put together a program based on all of that, 70, 75 years of research. And that's basically what we do.
So, you know what, to clarify, if we understand then that the body is energy, right, and that
yes.
then everything in our body has a specific frequency. So my heart has its own frequency. My skin might have a separate frequency. My eyes have their own frequency. And because
correct.
Of the toxins in the environment or what have you, loud music, whatever it might be, it can mm-hmm. it can then turn that frequency, the normal range of frequency for that particular organ in my body, off kilter, which will then put me in disharmony, which then
exactly.
can make me, you know, susceptible to cancers or fatigue or depression or what have you. And so in this research,
right.
then it's about finding what is the right frequency for a healthy heart or a healthy
right.
whatever organ, and then embedding that into the body so that the body does the work of then tweaking it back to the normal range of what that frequency should be. So when you say a treatment, it's not really that you're treating. It's more that, you know, because we don't want to claim to be curing anything. However,
sure.
we, by applying these particular frequencies that have been proven to be the healthy frequency of something, your body can then move back into a healthy state. So is that kind
that's
of what you're saying?
That's exactly correct. Every organ in the body vibrates at its own specific frequency or set of frequencies.
Okay.
For instance, your liver, whether you have a liver imbalance, cirrhosis of the liver, by essentially exposing the body to those specific frequencies, either that specific frequency or whatever set of frequencies might be required, simply enables the organ and the body working together to restore it into a state of balance and health.
Wow, that's awesome. And you know what? It's so wonderful because as we move from this, you know, Piscean age of
yeah.
darkness and we move into
right.
this golden age, this Aquarian age, it's so much about really developing and moving forward evolutionary and it's about natural ways of healing the body because the body is changing, our DNA is changing, all sorts of things
right.
are happening. And so this
Absolutely.
Is such an amazing future for us, and we have this technology of the future right here in our hands now. You know, before we even get started, we already have a caller, so we're going to go ahead
right.
and bring them in, and then I
sure.
really want to find out how the two of you met and how you collaborated. So when we come back from this call...
At least before we take the call, can I respond to something that you just said?
Yes. So, caller, don't say anything yet, caller, because the caller's there. Okay.
Sorry, caller, didn't mean to interrupt. Two things about what you just said, and one is the simplicity of how we're going to be learning how to heal the body.
Amen.
Using sound. Rather than using complicated, very dangerous pharmaceuticals,
mm-hmm.
And in the face of surgeries, in some cases surgeries are necessary, but in many cases the cutting into the body, as we're learning, is archaic and is not necessary. What I find very interesting is that over the past 26,000 or so years, the human body, the human race, has gone from a very high evolved place to falling down in density, and now we're beginning to move back into what I like to refer to as Atlantean times. And a lot of research I've done on Atlantis mentions, talks about healing temples and healing chambers using sound and light to heal people.
Absolutely. You know, and we could have hours and hours and hours worth of conversations about this because that's exactly what's happening. We
yeah.
we came forth actually to master dysfunctionality so that when we now, through a particular time, we would be activated to wake up so that we can release all of this dysfunctionality. Basically, it's how the species evolves. You know, my husband says it best. He says, you look at all the animals, they've been evolving. What's wrong with humans? I said, this is actually where we are right now. We agreed to come forth, to step down in vibration and frequency to master
right.
this human form, to get the dysfunctionality
right.
perfect, and we did through all these mm-hmm. lifetimes of incarnations, so that at this specific time, which is now, we're here, folks, we're
yep.
awakening, that we
yep.
would release and let go of all of those things so that we could embrace our true selves, which a multidimensional galactic being, and move mm-hmm. forward as an evolved species of love and light, able to heal thyself, to use light energy, to use vibration, all the things that are so much more natural and in harmony with Mother Earth. And that's the other part of this. This is in harmony with, it's not damaging the earth, it's not doing anything detrimental, but it's enhancing.
Yeah.
So that's really important. Okay.
Absolutely.
Caller, area code 513, you're live. Hello. Are you there? Okay, well, we'll see. So, Regina, do you have anything to add to that?
Well, you could talk about sound once you get into it forever and ever. I have to remind myself when I go out with anybody to not talk only about sound. But it is so powerful. Not only it can harm us, too much sound. We're surrounded by so much unhealthy sound that when we get healthy sound, it just begins to put us back into a total place of balance. And again, to clarify, we treat no one. We have set it up so it's not even therapist assisted. It is self-treatment of sound. And we have it live streaming from our website 24/7. So it's not as though we diagnose or treat. We just simply take the most healing frequencies, the most healing tempos, and we allow people to listen to them, place them on their body anytime they want. And the website is like a PhD in sound. So they can self-educate and they can self-treat. And that's what empowerment is all about, is self-treatment. Yeah. And just adding that component alone, that they're taking their power back and able to treat themselves for free through our YouTubes or streaming music, that gives us back our power to heal ourselves. And that's just what makes me so happy to be doing this work.
Absolutely. Okay, so, you know, I have to ask, because, Richard, like I said, I've known you since, let's see, 1997. Yes.
That's right. Motown Cafe.
Motown Cafe. Woohoo! Anyway, yeah, the stories we could tell, huh? Anyway, how did the two of you meet? Because I have to say, Richard, from the time the years when to now, this is quite an amazing, such growth, you know, and going from playing in a band and, you know, having fun and all of that, like myself, yeah, becoming an ordained minister. It's like, what did that path look like for you? And then how did the two of you meet?
Well, I'm going to let Richard answer that question.
Yeah, this is a great story. And I can't wait until we get to the end of it, because there's this one point of contention that we still have and laugh about, and it's so funny. But, you knew me from 97, and I think until about 2002 was the last time we actually had contact, and so
yes,
almost 10 years. And then we reemerge, and I'm this completely different person. Well, it's an awakening. People are awakening now, and, mm-hmm, you know, everybody came in at this time to do just that at this time. And some people have, I think you explained to me that your awakening was quite sudden and very vivid. And that's true for a lot of people. A lot of people are having sudden epiphanies and sudden awakenings at this time. For me, it was a very long, slow process. I'm a slow learner, and I had to work through a lot of demons, to be honest. You know, I don't have any problem being completely honest and transparent, because I think in the coming times, humanity is going to experience at first a very uncomfortable level of transparency as our gifts begin to awaken, especially our gifts of telepathy. But I had to work through a lot of demons, and, I first started probably back in 2003 or 2004 reading Brother David Icke's books on conspiracy theories and the reptilian race and the control of the human race and all of that. And then about other worlds and extraterrestrials, and it just always fascinated me. And then I began to be riveted to the skies at night and staying up all night just to see if I could catch a glimpse of a ship.
Yeah.
It just became very fascinating to me. And then my interest morphed more into spiritual things and esoteric things. And I began to spend hours and hours in the bookstore reading metaphysical books and just couldn't get enough. I mean, I'd do 5-6 hours at a sitting with a stack of metaphysical books and just read and read and read. And I think it's just been like a sort of a long, slow awakening. I now know for sure that we have some galactic brethren that are hanging out cloaked right now that are been working behind the scenes to, you know, help humanity to wake up and become free. But, it's very strange from 1997 to think about those days when I was really completely asleep you know, and now, you know, almost 15 years later, it's like I'm working in sound therapy and, you know, I'm doing light work as it were, and it's just an amazing thing. But I want to get to the story of how Regina and I met. This is great. I owe it to my sister. My sister met Regina some years ago. What was it, about 4 or 5 years ago?
Yes.
I think something like that. I think Regina was doing a seminar all the way across town. Somehow my sister heard about it. My sister is a light worker as well. And she went all the way across town just to meet with Regina. And Regina had set aside unknowingly a candle for some reason that she didn't know of, met my sister, and just had this knowing that, okay, this woman needs to get this candle for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So she takes the candle home. Years later, and Regina and I met January 1st, 2012, 01-01-2011. Did I say 2012? I meant 2011. So my sister takes me over to Regina's to do a session, a sound therapy session.
Okay.
And, you know, we're doing the prep work. I have my feet in the water with the transducers in the water and drinking water and getting ready to go on the sound lounge. She puts me on the sound lounge with this great piece of music, which is vibroacoustic music called Waterworld, which you listened to when you did the dolphin whale experience.
Yeah.
Now, after that experience, and this is the funny thing, is that Regina will tell you that when I took the headphones off at the end, I said, I can compose this kind of music. And Regina will tell you that what I said, or what I'll tell you was that Regina asked me, can you compose this kind of music? And I said, yes. But either way, it doesn't matter because I had this inner knowing that I could. I had the ability, the experience, and the desire, and the purpose to actually start composing vibroacoustic music for sound therapy. And here we are about 18 months later.
So, Regina, would you agree with that?
Yes. I believe he sat up and said it, and he believes I asked him. So I guess the angels intervened so that both of us would have the experience we thought we were supposed to have.
Exactly. And, you know, that's so wonderful about all of this. When you make the choice, and that's the first part of this, right? It's the choice to awaken. Gosh, your team of guides and angels are just so excited that they start to jump up and down, literally. And they, you know, it's, for me, it was like the yellow brick road. And clearly all I had to do was take one step. Don't even know what direction. Just take a step, one foot in front of the other. And all sorts of things would just come to me and come to me. And it's like, oh, I guess I need this. Oh, and I guess I need that. And it was just such an organic thing for me, this awakening. You know, I don't know if I told you, Richard. I mean, I've been visited by our benevolent galactic brothers and sisters since the time of 12. So it's just been some amazing experiences, but it's all really quite interesting how it's all unfolding. So now I think we really covered how this works. We understand that it's the frequencies and how each organ and function of the body has its own particular and unique frequency. And so you just play a sequence of those things and it helps to adjust the body. What are the full benefits of this? I mean, can we replace, you know, the doctor, or should, can I even say that?
I don't think we'll go there at this point.
Yes, I know. I pulled back on that.
well, because I think what's going to happen is it isn't going to be a replacing. It's going to be the current medical system is going to begin to integrate and transform.
Okay.
Over time.
That makes
sense. That's what I think is going to happen. I think there's going to be less and less surgeries and more therapies, not just of sound, but, you know, acupuncture, Reiki, all the different holistic modalities of healing, more natural, like you mentioned earlier, more harmonic, harmonically balanced and in tune with the planet. So I think that and pharmaceutical drugs, you know, the damage, they have all those horrible side effects and the damage the organs over time, cause Alzheimer's disease and a whole bunch of other horrible things. I think those things are going to eventually fall by the wayside, but I don't think it's going to be an overnight kind of thing.
Basically, it really is just evolution. So just as we, the species of human, is evolving, so then does everything that is associated with us evolve. And so it'll be a natural progression of things that we just will intuitively, intuitively know that we can heal through energy and sound and light and all of these other modalities. And so that's really what it is. It's a graceful movement into our truer selves, and our true selves just know what is better for us. So now, okay, how many sessions does a person need? And does that vary?
Okay, that's a Regina question.
Okay.
Okay, so there is always the personal response that has to happen at the beginning of this type of therapy. And it's either, oh my God, I never want to get off this bed. I love this. How often can I do this?
Mm-hmm.
And there are people, specifically people that have suffered strokes and have seizures, that actually don't like the therapy. Also, a lot of young people who are very, very, very into the destructive type of music, they want to get off that bed as soon as they can get on it. So the first thing is, how do you respond to, how is the person going to respond? What are we treating? If it is something like autism, we know for a fact, the studies have been done, that 2 times a week for 3 months has a dramatic impact. But other people may need 1 session to get their brain unlocked from a depressed state into back into the movement of the alpha state. So it all depends. It's always an individual treat. And, of course, what we like to do is make it just a part of a regime, like brushing your teeth, you know, keeping sound, a good sound around. Technically, I like to put it either on your entertainment center or on your iPod, so that it's constantly a part of your life. You can sleep with it next to your body and not even hear it and allow those frequencies to get into your body. Or you could put it on your television set and just let the whole house vibrate like a sound chamber. So it's a very individual thing. It's like air, you know, and food and light, you know, you want it constantly in your life, and it's just how much you need and when is determined by you and how you feel about it, how it's helping. I know people that one night their MP3 isn't working, they're at my door to fix it for them because they sleep with something in their hand and then their arthritis doesn't hurt anymore. And some people use it one time only, and the balance in their intestinal system is back, and they don't ever come back again. So it's basically what, you know, yes, it's individual. It's definitely individual. And how you're going to be treated on the sound bed, or are you going to sleep with an iPod in your bed, you know, all different ways of treating yourself.
Okay, so you can just play it on your computer once a day, or you can listen to it a couple of times a week. So for me, you know, okay, so you said it's based on how you felt when you got off. Well, Regina, obviously you were in the room when I got off the bed. And, well, my experience was I actually went swimming with the dolphins. And it was just amazing, the experience, quite honestly, because, you know, my vibration is pretty high to begin with. And so as I lay there not knowing what to expect, I just went into my happy place for me. And there was just peace. And then before I knew it, I found myself swimming with the dolphins. And I'm looking around like, oh, am I really out here, you know, experiencing this? And I could feel them, see them. So they were swimming around me. I grabbed one's tail and it pulled me out further, and it was just the most joyful experience. And so when it was all finished, I'm like, whoa, already? And what was so interesting was just the elevated feeling of bliss and of love that I experienced. So something like that, doing it once or twice a week, would that, say for example, if you're using it to raise your consciousness, you know, and to activate that pineal. We all know how important that is in this awakening process. Would it be recommended then to do that as often as possible so that you can really begin to awaken all that has to awaken within you?
Well, I think it is possible to overdose. Okay.
Okay. So perfect.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you, I became completely addicted to the sound that after the first dolphin video was made, but even more so after the whale one. And so you just don't want to spend that much time in a blissful state because we're still having to function as humans on this planet.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm told.
Yeah, we're still third density today.
Hello. I have to carry around a piece of jasper, by the way, to keep me grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how much I leave my body. It's like, okay, hello, we're still here on the earth, sweetie. Stay here. Stay with us.
But I can tell you when my DVD player broke and it was gone from the house for about 5 days and I put it back on, it was like, oh, there it is again. I mean, it really feels great to have your house vibrating, you know, with that sound and those beautiful images. And you can work very productively, and we even have special DVDs made for that. So, you know, it every single piece of what we do is individual for how you can tolerate it and what you grow into. And you didn't even experience Ave Maria.
No.
I can't even imagine what your response would be after that particular adventure.
Yes, and I actually, not on air, have to tell you, you know, and I'll say this, Regina took a picture of me shortly thereafter the experience, and wow is all I can say. But I have to tell you what's in that picture because I actually have a friend who is a paranormal scientist, and I sent it to her, and boy, oh boy, what she came back with was phenomenal. So it's amazing. It really, really does help you to awaken and help you to really find your true self, put it that way. Your authentic self is revealed. So fascinating. So now, is there anything in particular you need to do in between sessions?
Well, again, it's such an individual thing. Each person is growing exactly how they need to, and as, you know, they decide what they want to do, how fast they want to go, you know, you press that button, I'm going to go very fast, or I'm going to go, you know, just a little bit slower than everybody else. So it's always an individual process.
Okay. So now you already go ahead.
I was just going to say, just to add to what Regina was saying, it would be nice if we could just give a cut-and-dry prescription for everything. But because we are all individuals, because some individuals would like or are inviting healing more than others are more in a place of, you know, wanting to transcend and balance than others, like Regina said, we all have to go at a different pace.
Mm-hmm.
And I think intent and the law of attraction applies to everything. It not only applies to attracting that new car that we want or that relationship that we want. It also applies to our personal health and well-being. How healthy do you want to be? You know? And
absolutely.
That, yeah, it's the intent going on the sound bed. It's the intent for any kind of treatment is how badly the individual, you know, how much desire there is, you know, to be in a perfect state of balance and well-being.
Absolutely. So, you know, we actually have a track of your music of the and how do you actually say that? Do you say music? What do you say?
Oh, yeah, you can call it music. I call it compositions or a piece.
Okay.
What I tend to refer to it as if it has frequencies embedded in it, which they, of course, do, I call it a program.
Program. Okay, so now, Richard, you sent us a program earlier. What are we going to be listening to?
This is something that Regina dubbed the Miracle Chord. And this particular one has a frequency of 727 hertz, which is a very sort of general effective healing frequency for everybody. And I believe this one also has, and we haven't mentioned this particular aspect of sound therapy, but this has what are called binaural beats, which is in the field of brain entrainment, and this one in particular is called mental clarity.
Oh.
And maybe after we listen to a bit of it, I'll go into binaural beats and brain entrainment.
Absolutely. Okay, so you know what? Let's go ahead and play that. And, wow, I'll get some clarity. Okay.
Go ahead and play, and I'm just going to talk over because they have the way that these are long pieces. They're, 20 minutes on mm-hmm. average in length, and they have long, slow, gradual introductions. All my pieces begin with nature sounds.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Amazing and powerful. I could feel it just in the few moments that we played it. I could feel the energy of it, and I could feel my body starting to pulse. Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm a sensitive, so.
just as you were saying that, I started to sort of get choked up a little bit and a little teary.
It was an emotional piece. You could feel the energy of it, and wow. Yeah. Very cool. So now explain binaural. What were you saying? The beats.
Oh, binaural beats.
Binaural.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Binaural beats are another form of sort of sound therapy, and it is it addresses the brain directly, and they're called binaural beats, and it's called brain entrainment because what it is, it's two frequencies slightly apart in range. Not more than 15 hertz, and I know a lot of you not technical people aren't going to understand what I'm talking about. But it's basically like, let's say when you're tuning a guitar and you play two strings together and they're slightly out of tune, they're really close, and you hear that sort of what's called a beat, sort of one frequency in the left ear, slightly different frequency in the right ear, and what happens inside the brain is it puts those frequencies together and forms the difference between the two. For instance, if you have 7 hertz playing in the left ear, 10 hertz playing in the right ear, your brain will create a 3 hertz frequency. And there are different frequencies for different ailments of the brain or imbalances of the brain or to help to improve the brain's functionality. For instance, the program that I have in that particular piece is called Mental Clarity, and what it does is helps to sharpen up the mind.
Wow.
So that shortly is brain entrainment, and, you can Google that. The listeners can Google that and, do some more research on that. But we also use binaural beats in some of our programs.
So would this be good, at, not this particular one perhaps, mental clarity, but then would there be something good for meditation? So say, you know, that you listen to the tones, the frequencies while you meditate, because it is helping you to reach alpha, and that's the state you want to go into to meditate. So.
Absolutely.
So basically, then, we need people to contact you because you can create a CD particular to their desires, whether it is to raise their consciousness, to address a particular health issue, or simply to relieve stress. You can create something specific to them. So I know your website is – you want to give your website out?
Yeah, it's thesecretsofsoundtherapy.com. That's actually Regina's main website. Mm-hmm. I have a little section on the front on the left side to sell the Secrets of Sound Therapy.
Okay. And so if they go to the site,
right.
they will see contact information for you, Richard, and they can connect with you directly.
Correct.
If they want
Correct.
To create something specific to their needs and wishes and desires and all of that. Absolutely fascinating. You know, I wish we had more time. We're actually almost finished. We have a few more moments.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it does. And so this is just amazing. It is the way of the future. It's how we are able to really connect and empower ourselves, because the ability to be, do, and have all is already within. We don't need to go searching outside anymore. We just need to tune into self. So this is just a joy to be able to share this information. Do you have any closing thoughts that you want to share, both of you? Regina, I'll ask you first.
Okay, I would like to say that we start with pregnant women, and we work with babies from the moment that they're born. Richard can record the mother's heartbeat before the baby is born. The mother can record, even over the phone, their poetry, their messages to the baby, and we have three prescriptions already done from a medical doctor. Her name is Suzanne Jonas. She has a PhD, but not a medical doctor. And she has created prescriptions for babies, and we take this all the way through to end of life. So there is no area that we have missed to date. And the number one thing I'm working on when I get back is PMS. So Richard, that's the most requested piece that we're waiting to get done. So everything that you can imagine can be addressed, every imbalance through sound, and I'll let Richard give his closing thoughts.
You know what? I have to say, the baby, the implications of that are so vast, because just imagine if we can, as they are just that fetus, oh my goodness, the love and the understanding that comes through, what a gifted child you bring into the world by being yeah. able to have these tones and frequencies playing while they're infants. And you know what? We're going to have to come back and just have a whole 1 hour just on that, because the implications of that are just amazing. And I have a friend who is a midwife, and when I shared your information with her, she went bonkers and crazy, let me tell you, because and so I think that I would like to have her and you together, and we have a show about how this can really help create healthy individuals, you know, because as we master this dysfunctionality, you know, it's so very interesting how it starts from childhood. We're seeded with all this false programming. So if we can, before we even are born, start to create that, you know, being that knows that they are divine and knows that they don't have to deal with all of that craziness, wow, how much better than our evolutionary process would be. So, yeah, we have to do that. Okay, Richard, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I think just on the note of, you know, exposing the pregnant mothers while the baby's still in the womb, and having the music, the vibroacoustic tones, I mean, so much of who we become as adults happens during our formative years. And if you go into that already balanced, already centered, already, like you said, knowing that you're a divine being, you don't get so affected by those things, you know? And I think as Regina and I joke about that when we talk about that, we're going to create superhumans. And these
I like
are going to be kids that are going to grow up, and they're going to have no limitations. They're going to know no limitations. They're going to, no matter what they're told, they're going to know that they can achieve anything once, and that's the next step of evolution. And as I said much earlier in the show, the consciousness of Atlantis that existed 13,000 plus years ago is beginning to filter its way back into human consciousness now, and that's why we have so many people awakening. That's why we have all these different modalities of healing and treating, like sound and light. And it's a very exciting time, and I personally feel very honored. You know, I was talking about when Regina and I met. I got to tell you, before that, I was at a crossroads in my life, like I think you mentioned that you were, and I had no idea what I was going to do. Mm. There was a time not long before that where I thought I was going to be living on the street.
Mm.
And it just, you know, that was a divine meeting. And after I started composing this music and doing all the research, I just found my calling. I found my purpose. And it's really an amazing thing. It's very humbling, and it's very exciting.
I so understand that humbling part and finding your calling. You see, because we all are here, and it's so interesting because I teach classes like You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. And people are always asking, well, there's something I'm supposed to be doing, but I don't know what it is. Guess what? It's going to come to you naturally, like yours came to you, because it's different for all of us. I certainly couldn't be composing music, but I can do what I do. And so it's amazing as we expand to be aware, and that's such the key. To be aware of the gifts and to start to pay attention, because truly our higher selves, we are being guided to be exactly where we're supposed to be at the exact time. And so it's such a blessing to have the two of you here sharing this amazing, amazing information and tool to use to once again help us to really wake up and to become our true selves. So I want to thank you for taking time out today to share this with me. And again, I will have you on again probably November, because I really, really, really want to talk about the pre-birth. You know.
And so do I. You won't get me to shut up when I get on that.
Good. Yeah, that's exciting. That's exciting.
Really, I won't even call in on that one.
How funny. Yeah, because it's going to be girly talk. You know what I mean, Richard.
Yeah.
On that, I want to thank you, two of you. I have to wrap it up now. So take care.
Very
I will
good.
Talk to you. I will talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love and light.
Love and light. And so here you go, folks. Once again, an amazing episode. Goodness gracious, sound is so important as we move forward, understanding the energies and all of the things that are around us and that are now coming to us. So I want to thank you. You know that this is Affirmations for Living. You can reach me on my website, affirmationsforliving.net. I actually have a phone application coming out in the next couple of weeks. I'm really excited about that. So you want to stay tuned, because you're going to be able to listen to the show wherever you are. And so very exciting stuff to come. Thank you once again. Be blessed until next time. Bye-bye.